How are you, sir?
Much as I always am.
Yeah.
And you?
Not too bad, actually. Not too bad, actually, for a weekend, because we're now into the final four of the National Hockey League playoffs.
Yes, we are.
Well, I got to admit, in the last round, we were dead even.
Okay.
We were dead even. We were completely correct on the Islanders and Philly.
Yeah.
And yet we completely bombed on Dallas at Colorado.
Yeah. I got that so backwards.
But we got Tampa Bay beating Boston just in the wrong number of games and Vegas beating Vancouver in the wrong number of games. But we got 1 point for that. So 5 points each for you and I.
Okay.
You still have a 24-22 lead after I guess it's three rounds of the playoffs, despite it only being round two.
Okay.
So, yeah, there you go. We're doing all right.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's close. It's a friendly competition, I guess, if you were, right?
Exactly. All right, so Final Four, Vegas and Dallas. Who have you got?
Vegas and Dallas. I got Vegas in six on this one.
So do I.
Vegas in six. Yeah, I think the biggest thing is that Vegas, I think, has got they've still got a good core of the team that went to the finals in 18. And so they have that experience going into the later rounds of the playoffs. Dallas, not really. They have players that have won the cup before, but not as the Dallas Stars and not as a union.
Well, and Vegas has got two starting goaltenders.
Yes, they do.
Yes, and I'm saying that the players will pick up the Campbell Bowl.
I think Dallas's goaltending is a little bit more inconsistent than Vegas is, and that's why I'm picking Vegas in six.
Yeah, well, we're exactly the same on that, so it's good. Tampa Bay and the Islanders, who have you got?
This is the friendly competition that I'm coming up to. My wife and I are having a friendly debate about the fact, my wife is like you. She loves Eberle.
Mm-hmm.
But really, to be honest with you, I think Tampa Bay has a little bit more experience. I think Tampa Bay has definitely learned their lesson from the last few years. I am picking Tampa, and also Tampa Bay has pretty much breezed through the playoffs without their 50 goal scorer in Steve Stamkos. And there's actually reports on NHL's website is that sooner rather than later, Stamkos is coming back. So I think Tampa Bay is in this. I'm picking Tampa Bay in six.
I took the Islanders in seven. So this is going to be the one, right?
Okay.
Yeah, and the players won't pick up the Prince of Wales trophy.
Don't get me wrong, James. I would love to see the Islanders go through. I mean, they're in the conference final. This is a great stat that Jim Houston put forward when the Islanders beat Philadelphia in Game 7. They're going to the conference final for the first time since David Volek scored the overtime winner against Mario Lemieux and the two-time Stanley Cup champions at the time. 93 was when they did it. And that was the last time they went to the Final Four, the Islanders did.
Was that the Final Four?
Yes, it was.
I thought that was the first round.
No, it was not. That was the second round when David Volek beat Tom Barrasso in overtime.
Wow, okay.
And then they went out. Their next round series was against Montreal. They lost two in overtime. They lost the series in five. And, of course, Montreal was the last Canadian team to win the Stanley Cup.
All right.
The things you learn every day, eh, James?
Well, I knew that they'd beaten Pittsburgh in 93. I just thought it was in the first round.
That was in the second round. Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, there you go. Every time the Islanders play in Edmonton in the Stanley Cup playoffs, they're in the final. They've done it three times.
Yes.
81, 83, and 84.
Yes. The last time they went to the finals was 84. The last time, of course, they won the cup was 83.
That's right. And yeah, and in 81, they played Edmonton in the second round.
Yes,
and
they did.
In the 1981 playoffs, that series went six games, and Edmonton was the team that gave them the most trouble.
Yes, it was.
They didn't. They either only lost one game or swept the other ones.
Yep.
So there you go. Team of destiny.
It is going to be interesting.
I've got the Islanders in seven, and you've got Tampa Bay in six. The Islanders beat them two out of three times this year.
We'll see what happens. We will see what happens. I would be ready if the Islanders win and you would say to me, oh, I picked the Islanders, nah. But the thing is, it's we'll find out. The games are scheduled.
Because it's me and your wife against you.
Yeah, two against.
The reason why you're going to be okay with it is because you don't want to upset your wife. You never want to upset your wife, okay?
That is true. But that is what we've got as far as picks are concerned, James. The games are scheduled, according to the NHL website, to end on September the 19th. So
that's if it goes seven games.
If it goes seven games, yes. And I don't know about you, but I'm a big fan of hockey saying, okay, never mind a week or two off to hype it up. Let's go, boys.
Well, especially with what's going on right now, it's like, let's get it done.
Yeah.
If both of these series, and I don't think this is going to happen, but if both of these series end in four or five games, they're going to start right away.
Yes, they are.
So there you go.
We'll see what happens, and they'll call you.
And we'll see what's happening.
You bet. We'll see what goes on and call you in about a week, maybe a little bit more.
Excellent. Thanks, Albert.
Appreciate it, James. Thank you.